escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Good evening, Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up less than 2 hours. But right now, before we get to the many sports subjects, you know, like the Ravens playing tonight. Orioles coming up on the final 7 weeks of the season. College football less than a month away. Got some dough by herself.
Well, the Dow is down 252. The S&P is down 4. NASDAQ is up 89. DraftKings is down $1.22. Under Armour's down 9 cents to 6.28.
We get started in college football today. College football season, it's right around the corner. Preseason rankings are being released. Clemson, depending on what outlet you're looking at, they're in or around that top five mix, which is leading Dabo Sweeney to puff his chest out a little bit more than usual. Quote here from him about the upcoming season. Said, in 2018, we were the first 15-0 team in the history of major college football, and I think we're going to be the first 16-0 team. It's a race to do that. Of course, referring to the expanded playoff format, now adding the additional game for those two teams that make it to the championship. Last year, a very chaotic season in the regular season and the playoffs for that matter. Ultimately, Ohio State bringing it all home, despite suffering two losses along the way. Bob, are you buying or selling that any team is capable of running the table at 16-0 this year?
Selling it. Too much parity with the portal and the NIL. I mean, the teams are pretty loaded. Not a lot of spots. Clemson opens against LSU, so they might lose their first game. But after that, it might get a little easier for them in the ACC, which isn't all that strong this year. But 16-0, any team this year? Nope, selling it.
Well, yesterday we talked about the CBS sports staff putting together defensive position rankings. Now we have the offensive side of things. And at tight end in particular, the Ravens are very well represented. Both Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely in the top 10. In fact, they came in back-to-back at 8 and 9. Tight end always been an interesting position when it comes to rankings. Never as deep as, say, a position like wide receiver or even running back, I would argue. Usually pretty clear disparity between the top five tight ends and the next five after that. So, kind of a two-parter here, Vinny. Are you buying or selling that Andrews and Likely are not only both top 10, but neither is top five right now?
I'll buy that. You know, Andrews, I think Andrews is an excellent tight end, but top five, no. And Likely, I think if Likely played more and had more catches, he could be.
For those curious what the ranking was, George Kittle at number one, Brock Bowers already up at number two, Sam Laporta at three, Trey McBride recently paid, he's fourth, and Travis Kelce, he had to be in the top five somewhere. Can't get rid of him yet.
That's bogus.
Yeah. Hawkinson not far behind him.
Yeah, I like Hawkinson.
We'll go over to baseball here. A lot of rumors surrounding Stephen Kwan at this year's trade deadline, ultimately sticking around in Cleveland, though. When those rumblings started to heat up, it felt strange. I mean, considering the Guardians, you know, were in the ALCS last year, fancy themselves as a competitive team, and really, any given year, should be able to compete in the AL Central. But it was also surprising to see that Cleveland traded Andrés Giménez a year ago, really not long after signing him to a 7-year extension. How do they view themselves? Hard to say at this point. But buy or sell, Bob, the Guardians will trade Kwan this winter, regardless of season outcome.
Man, that's a tough one. He's still controllable, but the arb years are coming up, and he's got gold gloves. And
two more years.
All-stars, so he's going to start getting a little hefty. And Giménez went to Toronto, and remember, he was bashing away at the Orioles early. He's been hurt for a lot of the season. I'll buy it. I mean, because like you said, I mean, do you want to compete? Do you want to win? You keep catching lightning in the bottle. By the way, they're all of a sudden only 6 games out of first place. And Stephen Kwan won a game for him the other night because he could do it with a bat and a glove. But everything, unless you're Jose Ramirez, you're on the table. So, yeah, man, I'm down with that.
Let's see. Back to the NFL. Aaron Rodgers settling into life with the Steelers and handing out a lot of praise for really anyone and everyone around him. Now that the topic of preseason playtime is here, he gave really the safe answer, saying that he's on board with whatever Mike Tomlin wants to do. But if he's called upon to play, he has no problem with that. He's happy to do it. Keep in mind, Will Howard, fellow quarterback there in the Pittsburgh offense, he's dealing with an injury, thins out the quarterback room a little bit. But Mason Rudolph, Skylar Thompson, they're also in the mix as well. 2 years ago, when Rodgers moved from Green Bay to the Jets, he did take some preseason snaps then when he joined a new team. Vinny, are you buying or selling that that'll be the case again as he joins another new team?
I'll sell it. Because I think they have a couple practice, you know, with other team sessions. So I'll sell the fact that he's going to play.
Now, before we break here, got to do it. Got to do the giveaway. Oh. We got 2 days of giveaways left this week. Stone Temple Pilot tickets going to be coming to the Horseshoe Casino on October 11th. This is your only chance to win them today, but keep listening. We'll give some away tomorrow as well. I'm looking for caller number 8 at 410-583-1057. Again, 2 tickets to see Stone Temple Pilots.
There you go. Get in here. Win those tickets. Go see STP when we come back. Gianna Han, Baltimore Banner. Talk about the Ravens and Colts coming up tonight at M&T Bank Stadium. Get to the Fun House. Haven't been there yet with Nolan McGraw. And up on lunch at 1 o'clock, there are other games going on. Cincinnati's playing their starters. We'll look at some of these. Pete Carroll takes on Seattle. American League East reported 1:15 what happened in the division last night. Quiet today, but some interesting series starting tomorrow. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. He's going to win you some daily fantasy preseason football money. Or maybe not. Don't take us up on that.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.